Welcome to the Easy Does It podcast. This is Dave. I'm your host of the podcast, and I'm here with my co-host and lovely wife, Mary. Hey, Mary.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
We're back.
We are back.
All right. Oh, a lot of enthusiasm.
Ringing the bell, too. That's right. I'm excited.
A lot of enthusiasm for Mary. Mary, so we're back. What's going on?
Well, first of all, thank you for everyone who continued to listen to us while we were on, if you want to call, hiatus.
Yes, thank you. And we did, sorry, Mary, we did have quite a bit of listeners. We did. Go ahead, Mary. Sorry.
Yes. And Dave recently told me we're on a new platform.
We are. Yes. That's right. We have a new platform. Thank you. And that's what also brought us back. We're no longer on Anchor. We're on Spotify. We're actually on the Spotify platform, which has made this really exciting.
Yeah.
And it seems good. We're looking for a sponsor again. We did have a sponsor with Anchor. But anyway, go ahead, Mary.
Yeah. So we just, you know, keeping a little bit of an eye on the stats and see that you guys are still listening. And we just thought it was a good time to bring it back. A lot's happened. You know, we're coming to the end of COVID. Yeah, we're finally coming to, I know people are still getting it, but we're finally coming to the end of COVID. Yeah, we did. We got it
last
June.
I got it last year.
Both of us.
When I went to Vegas.
You brought it back with you, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Vegas because I won an award. That was cool. For sales.
Yes.
For, you know, what I do for a living. But it was horrible. I got it out there.
Yeah.
But coming back,
I didn't go to Vegas. I wasn't there.
But so COVID seems to be like not a topic anymore. So we're not going to talk. That's it.
Yeah,
we're done with COVID.
So, but anyway, Dave and I have been, you know, just living day by day like we always do, a day at a time, and working hard. And
Mary's working hard.
David's been.
I'm hardly working.
David's actually been working hard at other things too. Our yard looks gorgeous right now, and we're having some other landscaping work done in the back. It's looking so nice.
Done,
yes.
Finally, it looks great. It's almost done. Yes. Matter of fact, my guy is coming over today. So he'll be here, and he's a friend of mine from the program as well.
Yeah. It's looking really nice.
Yeah. So
So Dave's been working hard in the yard, and of course, if anybody follows Dave, they know that he absolutely is a very talented sketch artist, and so
I love sketching. I did a lot of artwork this year.
You did a lot of great work. Well, we had a little bit of inspiration, I have to tell you guys. David took me finally for the very first time to New York City.
You've never been there.
I had never been for as long as I've been married to Dave. I was supposed to be there for my 30th birthday, but
didn't
get to go. And so that inspired some new artwork from Dave, and it inspired both of us in a lot of ways, I think.
Yeah, we're going back.
We're going back in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got my airport ready.
We didn't get enough. Yeah,
I got our plane tickets already.
We didn't get, and we were there long enough, and we did a lot of things.
I did manage to get a new app on my phone for, we might be able to do a few clips of our podcast in New York.
Oh, that would be
great. Our next one may be a little bit from New York. But yeah, go ahead, Mary.
Well, there's a, you know, the seating area outside of the library.
Oh, that was beautiful.
We could do a little podcast.
We had fun there.
We could do a little bit of audio there.
So anyway, so it's been a little while, and we've been living a day at a time, and life is good. The yard, yes, I've been doing a lot of gardening. Yard looks great. Mary's working hard.
I like my job.
She loves her job. And okay, so, you know, I wanted to start us off somewhat with the topic. It is a topic, I guess, but What I used to do early, our earliest podcast, I used to read my app, my Sober app, and it comes with a quote. And let me read the quote. So we'll go from there. So the quote is, silent gratitude isn't very much to anyone. Silent gratitude, okay? And then my app. I love this app. It's called Sober Today. It does have a little ad. Okay, so it says that I've been sober 10,342 days.
Wow.
And it says that I've saved from not drinking one day at a time $258,570. That's good to know. Well, I guess that bought us a good life.
That's right.
You know, it because did. The alternative was not yeah. so, was not good.
Look what you ended up spending that money on.
So, yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a house mm-hmm. and we have mm-hmm. our beautiful cats.
Yes.
We work and we do a little traveling, which mm-hmm. is nice. So, silent gratitude. It's not good. It's not much for anyone. What do you think, Mary? What do you think about that?
If you don't express it, and silence maybe doesn't necessarily mean not using words, because you can show gratitude in a lot of ways. You can show it, body language. You could show it by returning.
Like me and you, we're married.
Oh, yeah. Hugs, kisses. Or your, as far as like your friends go, you could return the favor, you know, yeah. Do something nice,
a handshake,
you know,
and a
give
hug.
Somebody a ride. Yeah.
Appreciation.
Yeah. So what good is it if nobody knows that you
are grateful? Yeah. So it comes, it's a little bit of a selfless act if we show our gratitude, you know, it might help someone else,
yeah.
you know, especially in recovery.
And it's good to feel appreciated and that the other person is thankful. Like, it's important to, you know, whenever, because when we do things for people, especially when we get older, it comes more and more from our heart because
right.
we're more experienced in life. So we can
put ourselves. The more sober we are,
yes.
Every day that we stay sober, the better we become.
Well, especially
in that area.
If you've
from
been,
our heart.
If you've been an alcoholic or an addict, you can relate to even more of other people's, you know, life situations. And so when you do something for someone, it comes more from the heart as you get older. And when we're younger, we know we just are taught, and then we just do good because we're taught to do good by our yeah. parents.
I wanted to say, gratitude is, you know, also it's, you know, a grateful alcoholic is an alcoholic that doesn't drink. I hear that all the time. But, you know, a lot has to come from what I believe, my faith, a power greater than me, you know, what's God's will for me. I keep it simple when it comes to that. God's will for me is to not drink a day at a time. You know, that's God, that's the primary, you know, primary, his will. And I believe that. But I also believe God's will for me to stay on his path and know that, you know, there is good and evil in this world. But, you know, I choose to stay with the good and take a good look and try to find the good perspective in our world. And there is, but, you know, I had a little conversation about that today. Me and a friend of mine, we talked about how we look at the world. Some people look at the world politically. You know what? I made a choice a long time ago, something I read. I chose to look at the world with abundance. And what was really profound, and it's on I put it on my website, as everybody, I don't know if everybody knows, but I'm an artist, I'm a photographer. These are my hobbies. And, you know, looking at the world through a camera, a lens, and I zoom in, it changes a little perspective. What the most profound thing I ever saw as far as a photograph or a video was the first time I ever, watched NASA live from the International Space Station, watching the world, the Earth, as the space station rotates around the Earth. And I saw we live on a beautiful planet. Okay. that was profound for me. And I started to believe that I started to make a decision. I made a choice. I'm going to see the beauty in our world and the beauty in other people, because the world is full of other people, instead of looking at the negative, instead of looking at the bad things. And there are, I know they're there. I see them, but I choose to believe in the good. So that's me. That's me. And I'm grateful for that. I have to express my gratitude there. Okay. So you were saying, Mary, or do you remember what you were saying? She's giving me this funny look, but she has a beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you. Thank
There's you, one more thing I'm grateful for. One thing that me and Mary do, I have a studio. The studio is our office. Well, my office where I work. Mary's got her own office in the other room, but this is where I work. My desk is in here, but it's also our den.
Yeah, we hang out here.
We watch TV here. We watch our Hulu, great show on Hulu, by the way. I'm going to spit it out once. Only Murders in the Building. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and
Selena Gomez.
Great show. That's all I'm saying. But we also sit here and listen to music.
Music.
Yes. And, oh, that is so much fun. Sometimes, and we do it Saturday night. Sometimes we do it on Tuesday nights.
Doesn't matter what night. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We also have music in the morning.
We do our music in
the
morning
every morning.
But
we're not together as long. Yeah.
But Mary and I will sit here when it's our den. When we're not working. At night. A Saturday night, for instance. We'll turn on the tunes. And we'll sit back.
One of us will DJ.
We take turns DJing. We tell our stories.
Yeah. Sometimes I sing. Sometimes Dave sings.
Sometimes I dance. But what I find is that we tell our stories. Now, we've been only married 5 years, but we've been together about 8 or 9.
Yeah, we're still not done telling each other stories.
We're still not done telling each other stories.
Yeah, we still have so much to tell each other. Yeah,
good memories, sometimes even the bad memories.
Yeah, or what's going on in the present.
Yeah, we talk about that, and for that I'm very grateful.
Me too.
Now, for me, this all came, my life, our lives as we are today, it did come from, our lives, my life before I got sober was, I really believed that I was dealt a bad hand at the end, especially my last 5 years of my drinking. Nothing just would go right. And I also believe that, I used to tell myself and I used to tell my family, this is before I met Mary, this is like a long time ago. I used to believe this, that, I could quit drinking anytime I want. I just don't want to. And I believe that. And so every time I thought about it, I tell that to my father, my mother, the rest of my family, people around me, I don't want to quit drinking. I can stop anytime I want, but I just don't want to.
For me, I never really liked drinking, and then somehow I got used to having a margarita while I made dinner. But then that's all I would have. Maybe I would have another one, maybe, but it was like pretty much 4 or 5 nights a week, I'd have a margarita while I made dinner, and then I'd eat dinner, and then that's all. I never, I enjoyed that, but I really wasn't into binging. And then, and this is, you never know what alcohol could creep up on you, because suddenly, I'm trying to think of even a semi-detailed story of how the transition even happened, I just started binge drinking, and I didn't say, oh, I can quit. No, I knew I couldn't. I knew I couldn't stop binging, and it would take me, I would drink until I just couldn't drink anymore, I worked myself up, towards the end, I could drink for, 3 days, and then it would take me just as long to get over that binge, you know, physically. And then as soon as I possibly could, I would talk myself into having a beer just to keep the shakes down.
Wow.
And then that would end up being another mini binge and then go into another full binge. And that was my cycle. That was my cycle. I wasn't even like you. I didn't say, oh, I can quit. No, I did kind of tell myself I could slow down. I could maybe drink normal, but I didn't know even what normal was. What is normal?
I know, right? I didn't know what normal was either. Well, no, that's not a lie, but you know,
I did know what normal was, but I didn't know what normal for me. Normal, I didn't want to accept that I would only have two beers at night and that's it. Like, I couldn't have fathomed them only having two or three beers and then going to bed. To me, that
I didn't even start off drinking normally. I was a party animal, but the addiction for me, the addiction really came really bad in my last 5 years, my drinking career. That's when, you know, I didn't even know I had an addiction. I didn't know I had an obsession, but I did. And it wasn't until I found recovery that I started to look at it and understand. I had to understand what, you know, alcoholism was, or is, I should say. I do understand it. And when I look at my life back then, and I'm like, yeah, I was addicted to alcohol. You know, and I thought I loved it. I thought it was, you know, I treated it the best.
Like your best friend.
Exactly. I treated it the best. I was always going to it. I was always going, I'd rather go to it than go home. I'd rather go to the bar, especially down in Miami Beach. And I worked at a hotel that had five
bars.
So
much fun all around you. Yeah.
And it was a hotel. So you were young. Stay there.
Yeah.
And that was, and to me, that was normal. But it was not normal. I didn't know what I was doing to my family. I didn't know what I was doing to my kids. And I didn't understand why people kept on telling me, Dave, you know, you're a nice guy when you don't drink. As soon as you drink.
I had someone tell me the same thing. You're a nice lady when you don't drink.
But when you drink, it's a whole another story. And then I had the literature handed to me. Mm-hmm. that was great. I took it home and I read it. I said, this is not me. I was lying to myself. So, you know, I had to believe in the early part, it was not as easy to believe that. I didn't want to accept it. But once I did, that made it easier. Okay. Then once I came to believe, I had to believe in, you know, there was hope. And I'll tell you why. Because my favorite thinking was I could stop drinking anytime I want. I just don't want to. But then there came a time when I said to myself, I could stop drinking anytime I want. And this time I want you. And here's what the issue was. There was an issue with that because I found that I was always thinking, I want to go out and drink.
Yeah, as soon as
but now I don't want to.
As soon as you're off work or like right before you get off, 2 hours before you get off work.
Friday night.
You'd be,
that was
you would already be planning the drinks that you will be making.
So what I had to do.
Yeah.
I found recovery and I started to see the hope in other people. Okay, the hope in other people was powerful. You know, other people, they could do it, so can I, and that's what I was told.
Yeah.
Every time I went to a meeting, I wouldn't drink. That was pointed out to me. Did you drink today, Dave? And I'd say no. Then you're doing great. Mm-hmm. Someone told me God's will for you is not to drink. I held on to that one. God's will for me, and I prayed to God. God, that's I nice. Know your will is for me is not to drink. Let me do your will today. Okay, so that was coming to belief. But today, I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful. Life is good. Me and Mary, you know, we have our ups and downs. That's mm-hmm. normal, I think.
Something else, though, that's happened since our last podcast.
What's happened?
Hannah grew up.
Oh, Hannah.
Hannah has her own apartment now.
Oh, Hannah. Yes, that's my.
And so now it is just me and Dave and our three cats. cats.
And we owe our beautiful cats.
Yeah.
Used to be a dog person.
It's just us now.
Let me share a quick, this is a quick story. I've lived in this house for going on 20 years, and I had two dogs. They both passed, and I was always a dog person. But Max, he broke my heart when he died. But I was given a gift, and I'm very grateful for it. The gift was when, before Max died,
we accidentally adopted a pregnant kitten.
A pregnant cat.
She was a kitten. She was not even 1 year old when we adopted her. I think they said she was like 9 months old, right? And we brought her home because we had one cat that Hannah had left behind. We had a cat that passed away, and that left us with the one grand cat, if you will, that Hannah left behind. So we kept that.
That was Lilith.
That's Lilith that we kept as our cat, and she's the only one we had. And she was being like bothersome while we both work from home, and so she was all over us and our keyboards and our desks. And I told David, I said, Lilith needs a playmate. We need to get another cat.
So we went to the Humane Society.
Yeah, and we accidentally adopted
this
a pregnant kitten.
Jumped out and landed on my shoulder. And I'm looking at my shoulder, and this cat's looking me in the eye.
And she's so, And so we brought her home, and like a month goes by, and this little kitten is so fat.
Yeah, I walk by my desk. I'm like, Mary.
And then she's
this
waddling.
Cat is pregnant.
And she's starting to waddle and having all these other symptoms.
Yeah, so long story short.
We ended up, yeah.
Yeah, and we kept
one of the kittens named Treasure, and I named him Treasure because he's one of those orange tabbies, those big orange tabbies. He's the biggest cat we have now, and he's the youngest cat. And he, when he was born, he just looked like a little pot of gold. You could see the stripes on him. It looked like gold coins. And
cat.
I just named him Treasure because he looked like a little pot of gold. And it's just Dave and I and the three cats here.
We watched these cats being born. Yeah. We kept Treasure. And he's now a year and about 5 months. He's huge. And I became a cat person. These cats.
Yeah, Dave became a cat person.
I give them so much attention. And they give me so much attention in return. My cat jumps on my desk and plops down right when I'm about to start working. I don't think he wants me to work.
He's telling you to retire.
He's telling me to retire. So, yeah, it's been great. But anyway, I'm grateful for that cat. It gives me so much pleasure and so much warmth and love. Love is really what it is.
It is.
So,
it
anyway,
really
that
is.
Was my little, that's my little,
yeah.
I'm grateful for these.
Yeah, we thought about
cats.
Getting another dog, but
I just wish that the cats would bark when someone comes.
I know, a little more protective.
I had that for like 20 years, dogs barking if someone knocked on the door. I got so used to that. I'm getting used to the cats, you know, when someone knocks on the door, they just lift their heads
up.
Yeah,
they don't care.
A nap. Yeah, they love to take naps. Anyway.
All right. So we're thankful for a lot. We're thankful for a lot. And, you know, it is getting to be that season, the season of giving.
That's right.
The holidays are coming up.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
We got, that's right. The holidays are coming. Uh-huh.
I even like Halloween. David doesn't like Halloween as much as I do, but I do. I
was just a mischievous kid during Halloween. I was the shaving cream, throw the eggs and the toilet paper in the trees. So, you know, I don't miss that stuff. I didn't really care about trick-or-treating.
I think I TP'd one time.
Oh, I was mischievous.
Did the toilet paper in the trees one time. I think. Maybe.
I got to think.
I don't even know that I did any of that.
No, that's a Thanksgiving
story. Not that I didn't want to. I wanted to do all that, but I never did it. I don't think I ever had the opportunity to do all that.
So, yeah. So, Halloween is not my thing. It is a holiday.
I like the decorations.
We do. You know, it's gotten a little better because Mary likes it.
Yeah, well, the thing
so
is.
Now we decorate the house
but,
on the outside.
Okay, but the thing
and then
is.
The kids come over for Halloween. And that's okay. Great. I like it.
We don't get a ton of trick-or-treaters. That would make it more fun if we had more trick-or-treaters.
Last year we did.
A few, but with no. More than usual. You've never gotten, no, ever since I've lived here, you don't know.
No,
you don't know.
There used to be a time when nobody came here.
Oh my gosh. Well, we only have to buy, we don't have to buy very much
candy.
There
is more kids in the neighborhood, though.
There is now. Mm-hmm, you're right. There is now. That lady.
But anyway.
That new lady down there finally took over that house. I think she's making it look cute, but she has.
Which lady?
The new, this house that was abandoned right down here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She took it over. She's got some kids.
There was an actual abandoned, the guy was running from, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's not.
Long story on that house?
Forget it.
Okay. Anyway, there's someone new there, and she's always having a good garage sale, too. I never go down there. I'm scared to, because she always has great garage sales. Yeah. Anyway, we have a nice little neighborhood, and of course, for those of you that don't know, we are in sunny South Florida in the United States.
It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
it's
beautiful
hot.
Here.
It's been hot. Really, it's been a hot summer.
We have a river down the street. I mean, it's a big river.
Big river,
St. Lucie River.
You can boat on it.
A few more minutes down the street, we have the ocean and the intercoastal.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And the intercoastal and the ocean is not built up like it is down south.
Well, not to mention, I can walk right out the back door and jump in the pool.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true.
We have a pool. So, or anywhere, any way that you need to cool off down here, we've got it.
We've got many ways to cool off right outside our back door.
It has been really hot this summer.
It has. It's hot for everyone, so they say in the media. But anyway, show gratitude, sobriety. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for recovery. We wouldn't have met if it wasn't for recovery. Mm-hmm. Life has been good. Our marriage has been good. And our guideline for marriage, I think we talked about this before, but how do we guide our marriage? Well, I'm going to say it right now. It's very simple, and it's the best way to be is simple. Our guideline for marriage is the triangle. Mary and me are at the bottom of the triangle, and God is at the top. And as we work towards the top, as we work towards God, me and Mary get closer and closer together. And that's why in our marriage, prayer is powerful. And we do pray. Mm-hmm. We do pray, you know. And
we hold hands.
That's right.
Pray.
We do. And that's one of the gifts of sobriety, you know. But anyway, go ahead, Mayor.
There is a lot of power in prayer.
There is.
It doesn't have to be a long, fancy prayer. I grew up Baptist, so we had these long, and it would be like not just the preacher would pray. It would be like he would call on different men out in to pray. And so like four or five men would pray, you know, including the pastor. So it would take a lot. And it would be these really long, poetic, deep prayers. But, you know, you can do that. That's lovely. But if you Dave and I, sometimes we just spend, you know, we just pray very specifically for, you know, there might be something just at that moment or just in that morning. We want to be thankful for the day, you know, and just put our hands together and spend a few minutes and
Yeah, I want to say something now that you brought up. I grew up Catholic, and I went to Catholic school, Catholic middle school and high school. You know, I found a nice, there's a nice Catholic church where we live. We can actually see the cross from the window of our house.
That's right.
It's right.
We do have the cross right outside our front.
Yeah, you can see it. It's a little distance, but. But yeah, it's and I, you know, I
we can hear the bells.
Yes, we can. But you know, it's what was interesting. I went to confession, and this is how my life has really changed. I went to confession, and after the confession, I'm not going to say what my confession was, but after the confession, the priest was so cool. You know, I think it's changed a little bit, but he was so cool, and he asked me. We did the act of contrition together, and then. And then he said that I need to go out and do a random act of kindness. And I thought that was funny. He looked at me, kind of laughed about it. I said, really? And ran to my, he goes, yeah. Next time you're at the, you know, next time you're getting coffee, buy a cup for someone behind you. And I did it, you know, and it was great. But what was great about that is when I first got involved with recovery and when I first got sober, I had a sponsor, and he told me the same thing. You need to start doing random acts of kindness. I thought that was great. So, you know, I like our church. And, you know, what are we? The never mind.
Okay. One of my favorite random acts of kindness, and I learned this from Oprah.
What was that?
But I never had much of a chance to do it.
What is
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I never had much of a chance to do it because I was never in the situation very often. But at a toll booth, you can say, I'd like to pay for the car behind me. Especially like if it's a set toll. Now, we have tolls here that go by distance.
There's no cash anymore.
Okay.
There's no cash anymore.
So you don't, maybe you don't want to do that at a toll booth that goes by distance. But we have other tolls here that are only like $1 or $1.50. And so I always say, I'd like to pay for the car behind me. If I can, because they only take cash at the toll booths here.
No. The main highways, they use the SunPass now only.
You have to have
a SunPass. If you don't have a SunPass, they will take a picture of your license plate.
Send you a bill.
You pay a little bit more.
Okay.
And they'll send the bill. Yes.
That's better. That keeps traffic flowing too, because that'll slow you down and you'd be almost to where you want to go. And you got to, where we would be going down to Fort Lauderdale and be almost where we need to be and have to stop at like two tolls. It was stupid to pay like 75 cents. But anyway, besides that, that is one way that I love to do a random act of kindness.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
That's really neat. All right. So that was a good conversation.
Yeah.
I feel lifted by just talking. You know, with this new podcast platform, we are able to ask for feedback.
From you guys.
From our listeners. Through the website, even.
I'm sorry, to those of you that did send us feedback.
We did get some feedback.
We did, yes.
Yeah,
so thank you so much. Yes.
We never saw it before.
And I'm sorry about that. So, for those of you, if you are listening, thank you for the feedback that we've gotten already.
I'm not sure how it's going to work. After today, it's going to be our first time. I don't know how it's going to work yet. But we'll let you know on our next episode. And at this time, you know what? It's been a great morning for me today, Mary. So, I want to say thanks. Thanks for, being with me here.
Thank you.
All right. So with that said, we're going to say, you know, adios, amigos.
Bye-bye now.
Keep coming back.